Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. I am your host, Natalie Gonzalez, and I am coming to you from a windy park in South Florida. I'm not sure how the sound is going to be on this, but I got away from the house, and Amara is napping now with her door open, which is way too close to my podcast desk. So I just wanted to do this then from a magical place and get some nature time while I'm here. And I just wanted to share a few things. This is going to be a short episode. I'm not sure if the sound's going to be good because of the wind, and I'm using AirPods, which are really sensitive. I wonder, but hey, I can do this in two takes. If this one doesn't work out, I'll do it again at home. So let's go for it. I want to talk about my bonus episode that is now on Patreon, and next week's episode, which I was a guest on Where the Weird Ones Are podcast, talking about all my paranormal experiences. So definitely check that out. It drops December 20th, and I'll link the show below in the show notes so you can go check out and follow Kevin's podcast, as well as listen in on that episode if you want to know about all those supernatural things that have been happening to me, along with some of an NDE that I had and fun stuff. So the bonus episode is about my fear around season 3. I get really raw and real about what my fears are around starting season 3. With all of the responsibility that I have with caregiving for Amara and her diabetes and all of the ebbs and flows that come with that. It's going to be a really short episode. My hand is getting tired because I don't have a stand on any sort right now. I hold two hands and Okay, I'm a Floridian. I'm very comfortable with iguanas. But the size of the iguanas that are behind me are Jurassic Park level size. Okay, they're fucking terrifying. I'm sure one will pass by, and I'm sitting on a wall ledge. I might be very scared. Yeah, they're like these things right here. Those are the iguanas. And let's see if I can hide this guy behind me. Okay. So, the bonus episode is on my fears around season 3. And yeah, walk her by him. Okay. And what I just really wanted to talk about today, besides those two announcements, I wanted to get them out of the way before I forgot, is something that I saw this weekend, and that's really been moving me deeply today, because I actually cried for the first time in a long time because felt so happy. So I actually cried from all the joy I was feeling. And it seems to be like really mushy and yeah. But I just was in tears a moment ago, like in my car, crying because of my capacity to feel joy again after really struggling the last 3 years with everything. And what it brought up for me was that sometimes healing doesn't have to be really hard and intense. Sometimes healing can be really easy. And the state of joy that I'm feeling might just be fleeting. I might wake up in the same rut again tomorrow, and I might not. I've had a lot more better days than bad days, which is nice. But I don't know if you're familiar with John Batiste. All right, this guy had to honestly have a conversation 30 feet from me, super loud. It's so not necessary. Like, he sees it on camera. I don't know why people are oblivious. Okay. Like, I found a quiet park and a quiet space behind the building. He didn't get the memo, and he's super loud. You're probably going to hear him in the background. What do I do? Do I bail? Do I edit out this Zoom? Do I move over? I don't even want to get up from this place because I'm terrified of getting water. Let me move forward. I guess I can watch my shit here. Okay. Also watch my belongings. All right. And the sun is behind me. I don't know if you can see me anymore. Okay. So John Batiste is an artist, and he won like a bunch of Grammys in 2020 or 2021. God, if you guys don't know who he is by now, you have to check him out. I feel like every generation has its like musical genius where you can see like God moving through them and alive through them. And I feel like John Batiste is one of those. Obviously, Michael Jackson was one, but I feel John Batiste is the other one who hide behind this burden. And his, you can witness him and you can see how God moves through him and plays through him and lives in every note that he plays. And it's just mind-blowing. And it moves me so deeply. Everyone feels music the way I do. Everyone feels music the way I'm sensitive people. Like, I feel like HSPs, it's like we're moved by something profoundly spiritual when it comes to music. And I've always said I know God exists because music exists. And it moves through me so deeply. I didn't see it so alive in John Batiste. And I watched his new documentary on Netflix called American Symphony. And what blew my mind, this may not be the best place to, for two people, can you see this? These two lines are about to go, like, I think they're gonna fight it out. Can you see the size of these things? If you're like listening on Apple, you can see this on Spotify or YouTube. I'm expecting waters to be my problem recording. So, what blows my mind is the capacity for people to create and to heal and to help others and to just fully embody like themselves and show up in the world and be remarkable and just be like all of them, everything, and just put their heart and soul out there while simultaneously having to deal with anxiety and depression and adversity. And the fact that these two things can exist simultaneously, and I don't want to give away the documentary, but his wife is battling leukemia for a second time. And he was living these two parallel lives of being like the number one artist and winning all these Grammys while his wife was in the hospital fighting for her life a second time. She was a survivor. And her book was like the number one seller also at the same time about how she survived leukemia the first time, but now she's in the hospital a second time. She's so sick, going through her bone marrow transplant or something like that. And then he's all over TV and he's performing, and just the contrast of these two existences. He says, like, it's like I live in two worlds simultaneously. But the capacity to hold that, it's like I feel like it's magnificent that we're capable of holding those two realities at the same time. And so often we hear like, oh, you can't do anything until you're fully healed. You can't do anything until you've overcome all these things. Like, you're not allowed to show up fully until you've healed entirely, because then you're healing from it. You're helping others from a space. And I just don't agree with that. And he's a perfect example of, I can live. They show him having panic attacks and severe anxiety and phone calls with his therapist. Yet he's able to help somebody's problems.
There's too many things here.
While simultaneously being this remarkable artist and husband and doing what he does best, showing up in his brilliance while holding all of these different roles and issues and brilliance, like all of it can coexist together. And I just find that fascinating. So I just want to tell you that don't wait to heal 100%, because that's never a thing. You're going to heal, but you can always help somebody that's like two steps behind you, you know, and you may not be able to help the person that's 10 steps ahead of you, but you can help the person that's two steps behind you. And to not wait to like step into your brilliance until you're fully healed and don't suffer from anxiety or don't suffer from panic attacks or you're not depressed anymore, then like you can still tap into this brilliance and show up in your magnificence despite having all of these other issues going on. And with due time, things will come into balance if you're working on it. But don't wait, because life is too short. Everybody needs your magic and your brilliance. So that's all I wanted to say. Because I'm scared that this audio might be too windy and there's too much background noise. But I just wanted to share that tidbit that's been moving through me. If you haven't heard, oh, one other tiny detail. This other part is some music heals. And I feel that I was saying sometimes healing doesn't have to be difficult. It can be easy. And that's what I feel like happened. It was like I watched this documentary and it reminded me of like the magic and brilliance of life and of humanity and of our ability to hold so many different things at the same time. And then I heard his last album today and I was transported to a place that I haven't felt in such a long time, that I even get choked up, that I hadn't felt in a long time. To realize that they still lives within me. Such a blessing. But that's because this person showed up to make magic despite the adversity in his life. And now we get to experience it. And it gets to live through us and move through us. So the name of the album is called World Music Radio. And by John Batiste. My favorite songs are the first two, but the whole album is epic. And I invite you to listen to it and tell me what you feel. And get back to me. So I'm going to go now because I'm trying to inform with people around me. And that's my level of vulnerability for today. I want to do. No, I'm just going to get more comfortable. But yeah, that's where it's at today. And that's what I really wanted to share from my heart. And if it was helpful to you, great. And if not, like my dad said, he used to say, if I remember bullshit, sending you lots of love, lots of music, and lots of blessings. Until the next time.